Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed, my faith grows stronger, and I learn how to be an overcomer. There's a lot to learn about living by faith and walking by faith. It's hand in hand with learning about God, who He is, what He is. You know, the scripture says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And so that, you know, if we care about God and we care about pleasing Him, then we should be interested in faith, learning what it is, how it works. And too many people have, agreed to some ideas about that everything that happens is somehow God's will, and if it didn't happen, then it wasn't God's will. That's just not how things work. That's not reality. There's all kind of things happening that's not the will of God. And then there are things that are the will of God that's not happening. And people say, well, no, God's sovereign. God's all powerful. That's not true. God's completely in control. If you're talking about His master plan and how that things are going to wind up in the end, well, yeah, it's going to happen that way. But if you're talking about everything that's happening in every individual's life, no, not at all. Our faith is a determining factor, not just His will. You know, when the man brought his son to the disciples, that's recorded in Mark 9, and he was having seizures and all kind of problems and evil spirit problems. And he said to Jesus, he said, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And see, that's where so many people are today. They're going, God, well, it's just up to you. And so they're pleading and begging God, please do something. But Jesus, everything He said, everything He did is the manifestation of the will of God. Whatever you hear Jesus saying, whatever you see Him doing, that is God. That's the will of God. That's God. And He never changes. And what Jesus said when that man said, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us, Jesus looked at him and said, if you believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Now, notice what he didn't say. Yeah, I just decided I'll take care of it. So stand back. No, he's saying it's not all up to me. Because that's what the man was trying to do, trying to put it all in his hands. It's up to you. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said, no, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And you got so many people around the world, they're thinking it's all up to God. And a lot of them are mad at God. Why hasn't he already done it? What is he waiting on? How much begging do I have to do? It's not begging, brother or sister. It's believing.
Amen.
It's believing. It's faith that will make the difference. And I won't, it's not our objective to go into all the reasons why, but suffice it to say right now, that is the way it is. In this life, in this world, if you won't believe, you'll miss out on things. If you won't use your faith to reach up and receive and lay hold of what is the will of God, if you won't use your faith to resist what the enemy is trying to do in your life, then you'll be defeated. You'll be robbed. And it won't be God's fault. And it won't be God's will. That's why we have Faith School.
Yes.
Right? Because yes. We don't want to be robbed. We don't want to miss out. So everybody said out loud, Father God,
open my eyes
to see how things really are.
What's really going
on in this life,
in this world,
how things work.
Teach me
about you, your will,
your ways,
about faith,
about receiving,
and I'll give you the glory,
and
I'll follow what you show me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
So
that's why we have faith school. That's why we start out by saying, my spirit's getting fed, my faith's growing stronger. Why? So I can lay hold, so I can believe, so I can receive. How many times did Jesus look at people in his ministry and say, where's your faith? You have little faith. Why didn't you believe? And well, see, if faith wasn't a factor, he wouldn't be saying that. It is a factor. It's a determining factor in whether we're saved or lost, healed or not, delivered or not, needs met or not. Your faith, my faith, is a deciding factor in these things.
Yes.
It is not all up to God. Are y'all with me, class?
Yes.
And so that's why we have faith school. That's why there's a benefit in feeding your faith until you get settled. What is the will of God? And what happens? Anybody remember how faith comes?
By hearing.
Romans 10 talks about, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He didn't just say knowledge comes. Faith comes. Faith is not of the intellect. Faith is not of the head. Faith is of the heart. And God, everything that you see and hear and know about, the earth, the sun, the galaxies, they were created by God's words. God's words are spiritual substance, and they are light, and they are life. And when he speaks to you, it's not just information going to your head. It's spiritual substance that goes down in your spirit. And that's what we're talking about when we say, my spirit is being fed and my faith is growing stronger. When God speaks to you, something happens besides knowledge. It's more, yeah, there's knowledge, but it's a lot more than knowledge. If you read the book of Daniel, He describes an experience that he had, that he saw an angel and that was sent to give him revelation about the future. It's recorded. It's written down in the book of Daniel. And he said at one point he was so weak that he just fell on his face like he was dead. And he was just laying there motionless. But the angel spoke to him, obviously a word from the Lord. And just like that, he was quickened. And he was able to stand up. And he said, yeah, talk to me now. I can stand. I've got strength. That word strengthened him.
Amen.
That word quickened him. The psalmist said, he sent his word and healed me and delivered me from my destructions and problems. So we were not just sharing my words or somebody, some other man or woman's words. We're hearing God's words. And when it's his God-directed, God-anointed word for now, it's a quickening word. It quickens you in your spirit, in your soul, in your mind, in your body. It does things inside you beyond what you're comprehending with your intellect at the moment. Your spirit will get stirred up and get excited, and your head will be going, what? What's going on? You say, just relax. You'll find out later. But God's doing great things.
Amen.
Somebody said out loud, God's doing great things. Say it out loud, like Mary said at that time,
Be it unto me
according to your words,
O God,
quicken me
with your words,
living words.
I receive them.
They're working in me. Your word is working mightily
in me
now.
Today,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're already getting results.
Yeah.
Already. We've been on a series for a number of weeks now that we're calling faith for provision. And again, faith is not just some mystical thing that just falls on some people and others it doesn't. No, it comes from what you hear. And if I'm going to have faith and you're going to have faith to pay our bills and to have more than enough, it won't just, you know, fall on us out of the air. It'll be by what we've heard. And if it's faith in God, it has to be based on what He said about it. And so that's why now for weeks and weeks, we've been going one after another through 30 reasons from Scripture why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. Said out loud, abundant provision,
abundant provision is
always
God's will
for us all.
Say
it again, abundant provision,
abundant provision is
always
God's will
for me.
Do
you believe that?
Yes.
Huh? Well, what about sometimes, you know, everybody goes through hard times. Where's that scripture at? Huh? Now, we've experienced some issues and lack, but why was it? Was it the will of God?
No.
Or it was because we didn't listen?
Yes.
People say, well, I believe there's a reason for things. Well, the reason could be you didn't pray. You didn't listen to God. You didn't follow instructions. But don't just say, well, it had to be the will of God. Oh, no, it didn't have to be the will of God. Like we said before, all kind of things are happening in this earth that are not the will of God. But what we've been looking at, that the Scripture reveals, the will of God is that we are cared for by our good shepherd. That was our first reason. Reason number one, we're sure abundant provisions, always God's will for us all, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, what church-going Christian doesn't like the 23rd Psalm? Right? I mean, I don't care what denomination you are, what flavor you are, surely you like Psalm 23. And the very first verse, what does it say? The Lord is my shepherd, what? I shall not want. That same word translated want is in the same King James Bible translated lack. Lack. So it's just as accurate to say, I shall not lack. Well, now, you can't have it both ways. It's God's will for you to be poor or you shall not lack. Those don't agree. Right? And some other translations that we, when we studied that, we read over them. I'll read them again. The Young's Literal says, Jehovah is my shepherd, I do not lack. NIV says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The NIRV says, the Lord is my shepherd, He gives me everything I need. The BBE says, the Lord takes care of me as His sheep. I will not be without any good thing. The Easy to Read says, the Lord is my shepherd, I will always have everything I need. Does that sound like being broke?
No.
Or being poor?
No.
There's no coming. If you always have everything you need, there's no coming short. There's no running out. If you say, well, I don't believe that. Well, that's why you'd be running out. Can you see that? Because your faith and my faith makes all the difference. The Scripture says, you know, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so if you're speaking lack over your life, which most people are in this world somewhere or another, don't even realize it because the whole world around them is so negative. Well, that's their words are coming to pass and they don't even realize it. But you could change it. And you could begin to say, the Lord is my shepherd. I am never in need. Oh, come on. Did anybody say that or not? I am never in need. Now your head will say, well, yeah, you've been in need. We're not talking about the past. We're looking ahead. Is that right? Forgetting those things that are behind. And we're reaching forward. Said out loud, the Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I do not lack.
I do not lack.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He gives me,
everything I need.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I am never in need.
I am never in need.
He takes care of me,
as His sheep.
I will not be without
any good thing.
Any good thing. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
My great good shepherd.
My great good shepherd.
I will always
have everything
I need. Now, do most people talk like that?
No.
No, they don't. Which is why they don't experience the fullness of this. But if this is all you ever said about your finances and your material realm, and you would never talk lack and want, you would see major change. Because you're giving God something to work with. He confirms His words in your mouth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, the enemy wants to confirm some words too. That's why he brings thoughts, he brings feelings, and he pushes you to say, I don't know what we're going to do. We never have enough. We're always running out. We're always coming short. It seems like we're always a day late and a dollar short, and people laugh about it. Hey, that's not funny. Those are words the enemy can work on. To come and steal and rob from you. You ought to treat those words like cuss words. Yeah. That you are not letting yourself. Now, you'll be tempted to say it. There are times that you'll have to bite your lip almost and go, hush, be quiet, be quiet. That's not what we want. That is not words that God can work with. What did He say? He said, He is my shepherd and I don't want. I don't lack. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I don't lack.
I don't lack.
I always have.
I always have.
Everything I need.
Everything I need.
I call every bill paid.
I call every need met.
I call every debt paid off.
I call every debt paid off.
We will have all sufficiency.
We will have all sufficiency.
In all things.
In all things.
And abound.
And abound.
To every good work.
My God
shall supply
all my needs
according to His riches
in glory
by Christ Jesus. Now, if you talk like this, there are some folks who look at you like you lost your mind. They're like, what are you doing? What are you saying? No, I know what you're dealing with. I know what some of your bills are. You go, yeah, that's why I'm talking like this.
Right.
That's why I'm speaking faith words.
Amen.
I walk by faith,
yes.
Not by sight.
Yes.
By what we believe, not what by what we're experiencing or seeing or hearing or feeling. So that's just reason number one in our study of 30 reasons. And just that one alone, can that change your life?
Yes.
If you will receive it, and if you will remember it, past one session of faith school.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes. Once the class is done, you still got to remember it.
Yes.
The rest of the day.
Yes.
You will be tested on this material.
Yes.
Not by me, but in life. You'll be tested whether you remember it or whether you revert back to talking fear, doubt, unbelief, agreeing. Well, it's a hard old life. Yeah, it's a hard knocks. It's this and that. Do not say such things. Do not say such things. You know, one thing that so many Christians have made mistakes in is saying, you know, I had somebody telling me recently, I've prayed and I've prayed about this thing. I just can't seem to hear from God. I just can't seem to hear from God. And they said it 3 or 4 times. Well, see, that's disagreeing with the Bible.
Right.
Jesus said He is the good shepherd.
Amen.
And His sheep know His voice and hear His voice. And a stranger's voice, they won't follow. See, that's walking by feeling and by sense and reasoning and rationalizing. No, before you get an answer, you need to say, I'm His sheep.
Yes.
I know His voice.
Yes.
I hear His voice.
I hear His
voice. Ordering my steps.
He's
directing my paths.
I will know what to do.
He will show me what to do.
I hear His voice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you got to say that when it doesn't feel like it. When it does, anybody can, say, hallelujah, all my needs are met when you're looking at all the bills paid and there's plenty of money in the account. Anybody can say, the Lord's my healer when you feel good, you got no symptoms, you got no issues. It takes faith to say it when it doesn't look that way. and it doesn't feel that way. Now, to those who don't understand faith or don't believe in God, that sounds like foolishness to them, or, you know, useless, vain. That sounds as silly to them as trying to say abracadabra or whatever, all that talking, all that confessing. But don't let the ungodly world conform you to their way of thinking. No. We're in this world, but we're different.
Amen.
We're not of this world. And where'd you get all that stuff about confessing and calling those things? We've been quoting verses since the class first started. Is that right? They're right here in the Bible. The Jesus, our Lord, He did it Himself. That's how He functioned. That's how He operated. He spoke to things. He spoke to the wind, to the waves. He spoke deliverance over people and healing over people. And even the dead were raised.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, that's how you and I are to operate. We're speaking faith-filled words no matter what we feel. And so where can we get some of those words? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we've been giving you 30 different areas of God's Word, and you could easily give 40, 50 more. The Word is full of it. If it's the will of God, you'll find it from Genesis to Revelation. If it's truth, it'll be consistent and agrees in every part of the Word, through every generation, through every phase or season of humanity. Thank God for the Word. Without the Word, I wouldn't have anything to preach. Without the Word, you wouldn't know what to believe. You wouldn't know how to think. You wouldn't know what to say. But His Word gives us all of that and much, much more. Say it again,
His words
are working mightily in me. Now, we got down to reason number 19 in our study of 30, and that is the tabernacle. And this describes the tabernacle was a tent, a big tent, if you will, that was a portable sanctuary that that first generation of Israelites that were delivered out of Egyptian bondage, as through their travels and their journeys, this was their sanctuary. And it was a portable. It would break down into parts, and the Levites would carry it as they're traveling from one place to another, and then they would set it up. And if you go to Exodus 25, there's a lot of detail given about this this tabernacle. And you might say, well, what's that got to do with knowing God's will is abundance? Well, read about it. You'll see, when God said He wanted a tent, He gave them specific instructions about the dimensions of it and the materials to use. And the materials He wanted to use were crazy expensive. Crazy expensive. But you know, God creates stars, right? So expense really wasn't a concern to Him. And the problem is, it's been too much a concern for us. God's not opposed to us having money or things. If you think He is, then you don't know Him well enough. That's a strong statement, but I say it. It's the love of money that He has an issue with. Covetousness. And there's a lot of that in the world. I mean, it's all over the place. Covetousness. Loving money. And so, people talk about, well, you gotta learn the value of a dollar. Well, if you really look at the whole picture, a dollar value ain't much. Right? And I know sometimes what people are talking about, that you're not wasteful, and that, sometimes people, they're real good at spending other people's money. But if they had to, work and earn some of their own, they'd see it differently. But God's plan and will is that we don't look to our job or our work or the government or our family or our investments or any of that as our source. We look to Him. Yes. as our source. And that changes your life. I said, that changes your life. God's not limited to your job. And that's good news. People say, well, yeah, but you don't know, I make good money. You don't make as good as what he can do. I don't care how much you're making. I know some years ago, talking about some of these things, and I said, you know, don't tell your children we can't afford this or that, because that's limiting them to what you can produce. Teach them as soon as they're old enough to look to God and ask him for things and believe for things. And so this woman told me about how that her little daughter wanted a certain bike, and she started to say, well, she's a single mom. She said, well, honey, we just can't afford, and she caught herself. And so she said, well, baby, I'll pray with you. We'll believe. And so she did. She prayed the prayer of agreement with her. The little girl went and sold some of her toys to another little girl friend. And they got in faith about it. And it wasn't, I think it was a month or so. It wasn't that many weeks. Here comes in the mail a letter and money to the little girl. And guess what? It was more than enough for the bike. And at the same time, they were having a sale on that bike just a few blocks from where they were. So they went and they got the money. They went to the store. They bought the bike. And so here the little girl is riding the bike home on the sidewalk. And you know, she will not forget this. Mama didn't give it to her. The Easter Bunny didn't give it to her. Santa Claus didn't. Oh, come on, y'all with me. The Lord gave it to her. And if you know how to believe for a bicycle, you can believe for something else. You can believe just gets bigger and bigger. But the principle is the same. Somebody said out loud, my God
is my source.
Not my job.
I don't look to other people.
There are many channels. God uses many things, many people, but only one source. And my God is my source, unlimited, unfailing, and I will always have everything I need. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, our time's up today, but there's a lot more to see about this. Come back tomorrow. We'll see you soon here in Faith School. I've got the victory
living inside. Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.